Hi, Sue Kelly. It's John Williams. How are you?
Hi, John Williams. I'm wonderful. How are you?
Good. I cannot believe that it is January and that very soon we're going to go on a cruise with some WGN radio listeners on one of the nicest boats to sail. This is the truth. Do you say boat or ship? Ship.
We say ship, John. Yes. We're so excited for this trip. And it isn't just the prettiest. This ship is built, John, the Seven Seas Explorer is built as the most luxurious ship in the world.
It's not the biggest by any stretch. How many passengers?
Oh, no. It's actually, it's 56,000 tons, but she only carries 750 guests. And what it really comes down to, when they built the ship, there were no shortcuts in building this ship. And You notice it right away. She's just elegant. The minute you're on board, you feel it in the space, the quality, the service. It's just gorgeous.
Well, I've been on some of the Seven Seas ships. I have not been on this one, but I know that some of the details are kind of funny, like the quality or kind of wood they'll use on a rail inlay on a floor. And you think, well, really, you went to that expense for that detail? But on some of the ships we've been on already, it was extraordinary. This is that and then some, huh?
This is that and then some. This is luxury cruising 2.0, and she is setting the bar very, very high.
Hmm.
Even things you come to expect. Okay, we have a spa. No, we have a Canyon Ranch spa with an infinity pool at the back of the ship looking out, you know, after you've had your world-class spa treatments.
Hmm.
We don't just have, you know, a place where you can do a little cooking school. We have the finest culinary arts kitchen at sea with 18 stations. I don't know anyone that has, the top of the line materials were used in there and the finest cooktops. It's like house exploded in this.
Well, where are we going and when are we going?
So this cruise departs April 23rd from Barcelona. And it's an 8-night trip. I love 8 nights. That extra night, there's something about it. Just kind of makes it, brings everybody to a different kind of place. It's not so rushed. So we start out in Barcelona, and then we're cruising to Valencia in Spain and Palma de Mallorca. And then we're going to head north to Set. And Set is that little town, John, that little town. From there, you can go up into Carcassonne, and Carcassonne is a UNESCO World Heritage Site, and that's where they filmed Robin Hood. It's beautiful. And then we're going to continue our way through the Mediterranean over to Provence, which, of course, is the gateway, the gateway to Aix-en-Provence, and all sorts of incredible scenery and food and wine, lots of wine. And then from there, we'll go over to Monte Carlo. And again, Monte Carlo, a lot of people think of as, the palace and the royal family. But if once you've explored Monte Carlo, you can go up into those hillside towns, and they're looking down on the Mediterranean, and it's just, they're charming and they're beautiful, and it's the most incredible way you could ever want to spend a day.
Some of these stops you will recognize when you get there, and I've been on two Mediterranean cruises with you all,
mm-hmm.
and so I know just a little bit about what I speak, and that is that you pull into some of these ports and you go, wow, this is just like the postcard, and now I'm in it.
Portofino, we always kid and we say the worst photographer in the world can capture the most incredible pictures of Portofino because she's an easy one. It's just so gorgeous.
Yeah.
And for those, some people have said, maybe I've been to Portofino. Well, don't forget that some of these ports, even the ones we've just talked about, Portofino is very small, but in a little ride over, you can get over into these other towns, 15 minutes away, whether you do it by boat or whether you do it by bus or by car. And Santa Margarita, perfect example, 15 minutes away, gorgeous town. Just gorgeous.
So we are on our way to where? We started in Barcelona on April 23rd.
We started on the 23rd in Barcelona, and we're working our way to Rome. So after Portofino, we're in the port of Livorno for Florence and Pisa and Tuscany. Where do we start?
Yeah. Well, you got a decision to make there, don't you?
You do, and it's a coin toss because you cannot go wrong. It's perfect. For those that haven't, I would encourage Florence because there's just so much to see with David and the entire art and culture of Florence. But for those that have maybe had that experience, Tuscany is wide open, and in Tuscany, if you know, especially for those that love their red wines, here we go.
Yeah.
It's the perfect adventure for the day in the rolling hills of Tuscany.
I would say, okay, so here's my two cents on that. When I saw the David, I'm like, all right, we came all the way here to see this dang statue. Oh my God, is that magnificent. The craft, the geometry of the thing, the perspectives, and the fact that you're standing in front of the real McCoy, it's really breathtaking. I would also say, I just remember the Leaning Tower of Pisa, the first time I saw it with you all, and I thought, holy cow, is this thing leaning?
It is. It really is.
It's remarkable. And the adjacent buildings, which you don't see when you see pictures of the Leaning Tower, there's a lot going on there, and that's worth the trip. I think Brenda and I this time are going to do the Tuscany part of the tour, though, and
wonderful.
Take some of that in. None of those are bad options.
No, that's the beauty of it. It's the hard part, but it's the beauty of it. There's no bad choice here on any of these ports. That's the beauty of cruising, you know, John. It just offers you so many choices, whether you're a person that's a history buff or an architecture, or whether art and art history is your thing, or maybe you're the person that just wants a cursory look at that, and they want to jump on a bike and explore the town by bike, or whether you're the person that loves to explore wines and wine countries and see all of the different chateaus that you can see. There's just something for everyone on this ship. And then on top of it, to be on the finest, most luxurious ship in the world, it's a really fantastic trip. It really is.
Well, I just want to say one other thing, and that is that, you know, so then eventually we pull into Rome, and my suggestion would be to find an extra day or two to stay in Rome, or at the beginning in Barcelona. I would say of all the stops, Barcelona is my favorite city, but Lord, Rome. but the thing that I know we enjoy the most, and I think our listeners and fellow cruisers will, is the time we spend together. And we're going to have a night or two where we'll be dining in some of the restaurants. And
absolutely, John.
Could you just talk a little bit about that?
Sure, of course. So the ship has so many things to offer. But one of the nice things that we've always found with the WGN groups is, you know, we do that cocktail party the first night. I think you probably remember. It just gets everybody together. And so names and faces are put together. And we do a really nice cocktail party. We'll do a second cocktail party later in the cruise. But what we also do is we'll do two nights of dinner together. So we have commandeered two of our favorite alternative dining restaurants on board the ship, the steakhouse and the French restaurant Chartreuse. We have commandeered those for an evening with the group, so that everyone can dine together. It's a really fun experience.
We've never been able to pull that off. I'm surprised.
Well, Kelly Cruises has some new rabbits to pull out of their hat, John.
I guess. I mean, no kidding. But I mean, you know, we've all these other restaurants are a little smaller. Prime 7, Chartreuse. They're not the main dining room, which is lovely. It's a great choice.
Beautiful.
But that we can all be there one night or two, I think, is just that much more special.
We have one night in the steakhouse and one night in the French restaurant, and we've got everybody in, so it's gonna be fantastic. Mm.
Okay, and then on our way to Rome. So the group is about 40 people right now.
We're at 50, actually.
All right. Well, are there still berths available?
There are a few suites that are left available. So I would encourage anyone that is interested to call us as quickly as possible so that we can get that taken, get it booked and secured for you. Remember, the pricing, pricing begins at $63.99, and that includes business class air. So we want to be able to do the best possible schedules.
And that's all inclusive, too, by the way.
That's it. So that rate includes business class air. It includes transfers. It includes everything on board the ship. It includes the shore excursion, John. That's a huge piece of the equation.
Yeah.
And an incredible value.
Is it a true, too? Does it still include beverages and tips?
Of course, all beverages.
Gratuities.
It's really the things that are not included would be gift shop and that Canyon Ranch spa. There's a few, a very small handful of things. So what we do at Kelly Cruises is in order to make it as much of as all-inclusive, we also provide a $500 per cabin shipboard credit.
Yeah.
So for those that want to do the spa, or they want to do the Culinary Arts Center, or maybe one of those excursions where there's a small charge because it's a really extensive situation, we've given you the shipboard credit in which to use for those extra activities.
Well, I've heard from people who cruise with other lines, and those are great options, too. You know, everybody needs to find their fit, but
of course
they love the idea that the extra soda or the extra glass of wine or the excursion that you know, in the back of their minds, the meter's always running on everything they do, and that detracts from the relaxation. If you say, I'm going to pay one fee up front and mm-hmm. everything is included, then you really do relax.
You do. It makes a difference. And I think this is one of the, you know, it's one of the things, one of the pillars of being a luxury product, that you don't have to worry about those things, that it's all included. And it's not just, you know, in terms of a glass of wine or a certain type of scotch, it's all included. It doesn't matter. So those are the types of things that really make it a luxury experience. And we're finding more and more people, they want that.
Yeah.
Time is precious, and we only have so much time to go around. And to be able to do it this way, there is tremendous value in it, in the entire
trip. Well, here's my word of advice, then. It's moderation, because this is the voice of experience, because when you get on this ship and you go, I can do anything and everything as much as I want, and
yeah.
and it can be almost overwhelming. But trust me, the Bombay Gin will be there tomorrow.
Yes, it will.
And the pool will be there tomorrow, and so you sort of have to promise yourself that you're just going to relax and pace yourself. This is a challenge for me anyway.
Yes, and it is for a lot of people. But I think after the first day or so, people kind of just they get into their daily routine, and it works.
Yeah.
The other thing with this itinerary is it's not overwhelming. If you had big city after big city after big city, people would be exhausted. So I applaud Regent for putting a quality itinerary together where you're not running running from morning till night every single day. We want to enjoy this ship. We want to enjoy our time together as a group and really relax and because that's what it's all about.
Yeah. Well, a little confession is there are a couple of now this will be, I think, my 10th cruise with you or 11 that Brenda and I have gone on.
11.
Is it 11? And there have been times where there's been a couple ports of call over the decade or so where we didn't get off the boat. We thought, you know what? This is a lovely view right here. I'm going to spend 8 hours reading. I might have two lunches. I might take a nap. But you don't have to get off this ship if you don't want.
No, and that's okay. That is absolutely a great choice.
Yeah.
This isn't camp. No one is going to tell you what you need to do or where you need to be. This is your choice.
Okay.
And I think that's the best part of it.
Okay, so I'm glad to hear all of this. The excursion begins April 23rd from Barcelona to Rome, April 23rd. And if you want to come along, we'd love to meet you and
love to have you.
Make your company. The number is 630-990-1111, 630-990-1111, or visit kellycruises.com. Is that the right website?
You've got it, John, kellycruises.com.
All right. Sue, Kelly, we will see you soon. And if anybody's got any questions, they can reach out to me, too. I'm John Williams at WGNRadio.com. But all I'm going to do is say, well, ask Sue. And that's kellycruises.com or call 630-990-1111. Thanks a lot, Sue. We'll see you soon.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. You take good care, and we will see you soon. April's around the corner.